This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today the study which we began last time, What is the Church? And last time we discussed the fact that as we study the Bible, we can see that the church is the called out. And I want to reemphasize that when we raise the question, what is the church, we're not asking what is some denomination which has begun by human beings, but we're talking about what is the church which was purchased by the blood of Christ, that spiritual body about which we read in the Bible. We pointed out last time that the church is the called out, and that this, along with all the other things that we shall mention, emphasize both something about the Lord and about the members of that body. To say that the church is the called out emphasizes Jesus Christ as the caller, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, and the members as those who have been called by the Lord by the power of His Word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Now today I want to go on to the second point and emphasize that the church is God's building. Let's read now in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. For we are God's fellow workers, ye are God's husbandry, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now we find references to this same sort of figure in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and also 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Now to say that the church is God's building is to say of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the architect of this dwelling place for the Lord. He is the planner of it, the builder of it. It is the place where He dwells. And it's to emphasize that the members are God's dwelling place. We find in the third place that the church is described as the kingdom of God. You'll remember that in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus said to Peter, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. There he's clearly talking about the church, for the context makes clear that he's doing so. But there is also a passage found in the first chapter of the book of Colossians, which make clear that those who are members of the church are in the kingdom. In Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 13, we find, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Now, to be in Christ is to be in His body, and to be in His body is to be in Christ, and to be in His body is to be in the kingdom. And so, to say of the members of the church that they have been translated out of the power of darkness and into the kingdom of His dear Son is to tell us something about the church from that particular viewpoint, that is, from the viewpoint of its being the kingdom. Now, to say that the church is the kingdom is to say something about Christ. It's to say that He is the King, He is the ruler, He is the sovereign. Now, that ought to emphasize to every one of us that no man, no mere man, is the ruler, is the sovereign. No mere man has authority. None of us has the right to say what men must do to be saved or how they must live after they are saved. All authority, Jesus said, is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, has been given unto Him. Christ has all authority. I, as a gospel preacher, certainly do not have any authority. I have the right to preach only what Jesus Christ has told me and all other men to preach. I do not have the right to invent a gospel. I do not have the right to invent a church. I have the right only to preach the gospel of Christ and to be a member of what Jesus established. And so to say that the church is the kingdom is to say that Christ is the King, and it's to say that those of us who are members of it are subjects of the King. And that means that we must allow Him to be the ruler of our lives. You cannot really be a follower of Christ without recognizing Him truly as the King. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study of what is the church.